Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to 1 Timothy chapter 4. In verse 12, the Word of God says, "Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, how you behave, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity." Purity refers to not letting people touch your body. By the way, young people, things like kissing, especially on the lips, is safe for your spouse. Nobody else gets to do that. Family, perhaps, people you are close to can kiss you maybe on the cheek or what have you. But kissing on the lips is really for your husband or wife. Okay, nobody else gets to do that. God's very, very protective of that. And so, be an example, young people. Don't let anyone despise your youth. Despise means to not give you respect because of it. Not take you seriously because of it. And the interesting thing here, I don't usually talk about this with young people, but I will in this one particular case. It's in the imperative mood. This is the grammar part of it. The imperative is a command. Anything that's in the imperative mood is a command. And what it's saying here is don't let anyone command you that you are less than in any way because you are young. Sometimes people will hear a discouragement and it becomes a command to them. They'll not do something because they were discouraged. And when that happens, the discouragement is a command. The apostle is telling the young pastor, and this is what's going on here, is the apostle is writing his letter to the young pastor. And he's saying to him, just because you're young, don't let anyone discourage you in a way that would stop you. He says, do not do that. But instead, even though you're young, be an example to believers, to people even who are older than you. And there were plenty of people who were older than Timothy. Timothy was a very young man when he was called to be a pastor. He said, be an example to them in the way that you utilize the Word of God. Be an example to them in your behavior, in the way that you love, in the spirit that you have. In other words, you can sense a person's spirit. Some people you can sense are very sweet and they're very kind. Just being around them is very pleasant. And some people you can sense, well, this person I'd rather really not be around because they are very unpleasant to me. And then also in your faith be an example and in your purity. How you treat your body in respect to other people. Be an example of this. Folks, the fact that you are young does not mean you are less. The fact that you are young does not mean that God doesn't have a plan and a purpose for your life right now. Don't think in terms of future. No, right now. The fact that you are young doesn't mean anything like that. God has a purpose and a plan and a goal for your life. God has a way that He wants to use you right now. As a matter of fact, every single day, God has a plan to use you. Don't let anybody tell you that this is not true because you're young. Sometimes adults will treat children like, well, you're just a kid. You don't have to take God seriously. No, you are a kid. This is the time to really learn how to take God seriously. In Psalm 71 and verse 5, the Word of God says about God, "You are my hope, O Lord God. You are my trust from my youth. From the time I was a little kid, I'm trusting you, God." Well, you guys can trust God as young people. You guys can make a very big difference both on earth and in the kingdom of God as young people. The fact that you are young does not stop you. Don't let it stop you. In 1 Samuel, in chapter 17 and verse 33, Israel was being challenged by a nation called the Philistines. The Philistines had an extremely powerful army. They were one of the strongest nations on earth. Israel was also a powerful nation, and they were neighbors and they were enemies. And the Philistines came to attack Israel, and they had a specific soldier. His name was Goliath. This guy was from a race of people that were extremely tall. When it says giants in the Bible, it actually did mean giants. He was 9 feet tall and then some. So this guy was huge. Israelites were normal sized people, just like today. But this giant was from this race of people that were very big. Now today we still get some people who are very tall and some people who are very short. People can be of various shapes, sizes, colors, what have you. God designed it that way. He didn't want everybody being the same. That would be quite boring. Just like God didn't want every flower being a carnation. Eventually, it would be very boring. So God made a lot of variety in people too, and He made the different races and different sizes and different way that people look in all kinds of different ways. He didn't want it to be boring. Well, this guy came from a race of people, and they were giants. And he was a giant. He was extremely strong, and he was a well-experienced soldier. He had spent his entire life as a soldier. So he knew what he was doing. The Israelite soldiers were terrified of him. And remember, in those days, they didn't have guns and cannons. They used arrows and swords. So Israel, nobody wanted to come against this guy with a sword or with a spear or something like that, because they knew they were going to get killed. And they were very afraid of him, except for this 15-year-old kid. David was only 15 years old. Now, if you're 10 years old or 8 years old, 15 years old, oh, that's a big kid. When you're 25 or 30 years old, you say 15 years old, that's a little kid. Well, you know what? David was a kid. And the kid said, I'm going to take him. He went to the king. I'm going to take on this giant. And the king said in verse 33, you're not able to go against this Philistine to fight him, because you're just a kid. What? Now, these really great soldiers Israel had, nobody wanted to go against them. And they weren't kids. David was a kid, and he wanted to go fight with this guy. And then the king continued, he's a man of war from his youth. And then in verse 37, David said to the king, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of a lion and from the paw of a bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. So at this point, when David was a shepherd, he was a 15-year-old shepherd. He was taking care of and protecting sheep. While he was taking care of and protecting sheep, he would encounter animals that try to eat the sheep. That's very normal for shepherds. One of them was a bear. David came in just with his hands. He didn't have a gun or nothing. He came in just with his hands and he killed the bear. And then a lion came and wanted to eat one of the sheep, and David killed the lion. He wasn't afraid. Now, the reason why he wasn't afraid was because he trusted God. And he said to the king, God will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine. God will do it. I'm not afraid of the Philistine. I'm not afraid of the giant. I'm not afraid of the problem, the situation, because God will take care of me. Even though I'm a kid, it doesn't make any difference. God loves me just as much as He would if I was 35 years old. God will deliver me. God will take care of me. God will be faithful to me. God will always provide for me. And in this case, God will protect me. He didn't care that he was a kid. You know what? David was absolutely right. And then the king finally said to him, okay, go and the Lord will be with you. And you know what? God was with him. The amazing thing in that story was that this kid defeated the giant without ever having to fight him. He took a rock, put it in a slingshot, landed the rock right between the giant's eyes, knocked him over, and then took the giant's sword and cut his head off with his own sword. Well, he was just a kid. The Word of God says in 2 Chronicles 24 and verse 1, Joash was 7 years old when he became the king of Israel. God made a 7-year-old to be a king, and he reigned for the next 40 years. Why did God make a 7-year-old to be a king? Because he was a good king. And God knew he would be a good king, even though he was only 7 years old. In 2 Chronicles 34, 1, Josiah, another guy, was 8 years old when God made him to be a king. And then in verse 2 it says, he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. It didn't matter that he was 8. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord. He was an example to believers in the Word of God, in the way that he behaved himself, in the love that he had, in his spirit, in his faith, in his purity. He was an example. He did what was right in the sight of God. And then it says he walked in the ways of his father David. Now, all of the Israeli kings were compared to David. All of them. Why? Because David was an awesome king. David was this phenomenal king who just loved God with all his heart, and he did whatever God told him to do. And so Josiah was a lot like David, except Josiah was only 8 when he became king. Now, historians tell us that Josiah may have been Israel's best king of all history. The number one quality king was this guy who became king when he was 8 years old. And the reason for that is, when he was still a kid, he began to seek the God of David in verse 3. So there were a lot of different gods in Israel. There's really only one God. The rest of them are called idols, which are demons. And in those days in particular, but it still happens nowadays, some people want to worship false gods. There's one place in the world where they worship elephants. Okay, well, that's silly. But it's a false god. Demons are behind that kind of thinking. Now, this kind of thing was going on in Israel too. Actually, everywhere in the world in those days. That a lot of people would worship these false gods called idols. And Josiah said, forget it. I want to know the real God. I want to know the God of David. I want to know the God that made David phenomenally great. And I want to know the God who made Israel into a very powerful nation, that delivered Israel, that was faithful to Israel. I want to know the God that is real. So he started to get to know him in his word. And then he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem of the high places, which is where they worship these false gods, and the wooden images and the carved images and the molten images, which is these pictures, these little statues of false gods. In other words, he was so faithful to God, he would not allow a false god to exist in Israel. God loved it. God absolutely loved it. Because God was so blessed that there was a king who desired God alone, the real God alone. But he was only 8 years old when he became a king. The fact that he was a kid didn't make any difference at all. The fact that you guys are young doesn't make any difference at all. Oh, you may have to go to school instead of work. that's fine. That's proper for where you are in life. You have to learn. But as far as God goes and your place with Him, being young doesn't make any difference at all. You have complete place with God right now. In 2 Samuel 26, Samuel was a little kid. The child Samuel grew in stature and in favor both with the Lord and with men. Samuel grew, when it talks about favor, it's talking about grace. Samuel grew in grace before God. He got to know grace as a child. So much so that the Bible records that for all of eternity, that Samuel got to know grace as a child. Samuel was probably the greatest prophet to ever live. He was absolutely remarkable. He started as a kid. In Luke 2:49, when Jesus was 12 years old, he was just a kid. He went into the temple and he started discussing the Word of God in the temple with the people who were the professors. And his parents were looking all over for him because they went to the temple and they were heading home already and Jesus stayed behind. Now, I'm not telling you to stay behind when your parents tell you to go, but this is just what happened. Well, he was in there and his parents were looking for him and it took him 3 days to find him. And he said to him, why did you do this? Why didn't you go? We were looking all over for you. And he said, why are you looking for me? Didn't you know that I have to be about my Father's business? He was thinking God, his Father. He was about God's business and he was only 12 years old. He was just a little kid. Here's the thing. The fact that you're a kid doesn't change anything about the way that God sees you. The fact that you're a kid doesn't mean that God's plan for you is any less. Don't think about the plan of God as something that you do when you're an adult. The plan of God starts for you right now when you are young. The sooner you enter into the plan of God, the better your life will be. The sooner you learn the Word of God, the better your life will be. The sooner you learn how to obey God and trust Him, the better your life will be. When you're very young, you've got a huge advantage. Because all the things that God has for people, He has them for young people also, and you can receive them much earlier than a lot of people do. In 2 Timothy 3:15, Paul said to Timothy, from childhood you have known the Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. From childhood, you could have great wisdom because you know the Word of God. Folks, you can have amazing wisdom. I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you're 5 years old. You can have amazing wisdom if you know the Word of God. If you know the Word of God at your ages right now, you can have amazing wisdom. Get to know the Word of God. That's one of the things I love about our Sunday school is you guys are taught real stuff from the Bible. You're not taught this little cotton candy fluffy stuff. You're taught the real Word of God. Well, that's really good. Get to know the Word of God while you're young, and the benefits will last you a lifetime. Don't let anybody tell you, oh, you're a kid, it doesn't matter. Oh, no, absolutely it makes a difference. It makes a huge difference, and that is your advantage, that you can get to know the Word of God while you are young. All right, that's it for today.